The following show is closed captioned for the reality impaired. The Jerry Bader Show.
906. Here are some numbers for you. 76, 79, 75, 81, 81, 82, 81, 74. That is the foreseeable forecast. Jason just yelled bingo. I didn't even do a B or an I or an N or anything. And besides, the numbers are too high. Yeah, they are. They are too. Those are the forecast highs in the Green Bay area for the foreseeable future, that being the next 8 to 10 days. If one more person complains about this being a cool summer, I'm going to slap them. It's perfect. Who misses the 90s? Not me. I love warm weather. This is perfect. I go running every other day. I'm running 3 miles a day. Sunny and 80. Jason, it's great. I'm drenched in sweat when I get back. I mean, and even though Jason thought it was weird, I do go shower at the place where I have a membership. They figured it out. By the way, the nice lady at the desk there, she can always tell, obviously. She couldn't figure it out the first time. When I showed up there looking like I was near death from running in the heat, I said, well, you're not coming here to work out. Yeah, look, you're all red in the face. Yeah, I ran, so she can always tell when I'm going there to work out or when I've run. This is perfect. What is there not to like? And I'm assuming it's comparable for folks around the state, wherever you might be listening. It's perfect. Jason, when we golf Thursday, it's partly cloudy, high of 75, 0% chance of rain. How is that not perfect? It couldn't shape up any better. I mean, no matter how you split it, it's perfect. It is just, and I mean, it's so cool. Such a cool summer. You're goofballs. You're just goofballs. It's perfect. All right, I've obsessed enough on that. I think it's an excellent summer. Now, there have been stretches where it's really cool. I get that. But don't complain to me when it's 76, 79, 75, 81, 81, 82, 81. Cools off again a week from today, 74. Then what do we got? Sunny and 75 a week from Wednesday. Partly cloudy and 76 a week from Thursday. And yet people are complaining. Such a cool summer. I don't think you could dream of a stretch of weather any more beautiful than what's forecast. One day has just, a week from today, primary election day, interestingly, has a chance of rain in the Green Bay area. Pretty good chance, 60%. And you have a slightly cooler than usual. Slightly cooler. You know, you don't, I think we've had one 90 degree day in the Green Bay area. And what do you hear? It's global warming. It's climate change. Idiots. It's a stretch of comfortable summer weather. For the love of Pete, enjoy it. I want to start with something that I didn't think was a big deal. And it's a local, well, let me correct myself already. It's what I thought was a local story to this part of the state, Green Bay. In fact, I just thought it was a local zoning dispute. So I didn't really do anything on it. I had no idea this was a semi-national trend. What do I mean by semi-national? I mean that wherever there are old barns, this is becoming an issue. My wife complains about something every time we drive along the Wisconsin countryside. People who've let old barns fall into disrepair. She's, you know the ones I mean, where it looks pretty much like a pile of scrap wood. She's like, fix it up or knock it down. Do something with it, but don't let it litter the countryside. Fix it up or knock it down. Around the country, there are people who are fixing them up and turning them into wedding reception venues. I thought this was a local phenomenon. The New York Times did a piece on this on Sunday. Neighbors say barn weddings raise a rumpus. What the hell's a rumpus? Does she mean ruckus? Look up rumpus. It sounds like the Latin word for your butt, doesn't it? She spells it R-U-M-P-U-S. I am not familiar. That's not how she spells it. She spells it R-U-M-P-U-S. Oh, yeah. A noisy disturbance, commotion. Look at me to challenge Julie Bozeman writing in the New York Times. That'll teach me to learn. Now, she has a piece that starts in Grant, Minnesota, but she also includes an issue that's happened here in the Green Bay area. We already got someone emailing on this. Here's what's happening. I don't know where this trend started, but the trend is to refurbish old barns into dance venues. Obviously, this isn't cheap. And, you know, wedding receptions. The one in Brown County, he's been doing it, I think, since what, 2008? But he never got a zoning change in the town of Glenmore in Brown County. So finally, the township said, well, you know, we can start fining you because you shouldn't be having weddings when your barn is zoned agricultural. He's like, well, yeah, but all of these people have, they plan on using it through October. I don't remember how many he has. Well, he hasn't gotten his zoning change. But he doesn't stop doing the weddings. This isn't unique. This has happened, as the New York Times reports. Let me just read a little bit of her piece. For legions of young couples, there is no wedding venue more desirable than a barn in the country, with its unfussy vibe, picturesque setting, and rural authenticity. For neighbors of the wedding barns, it's a summer-long agony. For neighbors, they blare music all night long. They have college students out there screaming, and everyone's drinking. It's not just weddings, says Lori Tulkin, who lives in a rural part of Iowa City next door to a wedding barn. Rural residents have quiet lifestyles. Sometimes I just think, what the heck happened out here? In rural areas across the country, residents have protested that some barn owners flout zoning rules requiring that they operate only as agricultural enterprises. Unlike other businesses, the barns are often not inspected to ensure they're up to code. Many lack proper sanitation, fire doors and sprinklers, accommodations for people with disabilities, and licenses to serve liquor. In the Midwest, century-old wooden dairy barns in shades of red and chocolate brown are ubiquitous, but they typically have little purpose on a modern farm. They're expensive to maintain, and their doors are too small for 21st-century equipment. Transforming them into cavernous event spaces with banquet tables, dance floors, and lofts for mingling has become a new way for their owners to make money. Grooms and brides say the barns are part of a cultural shift away from traditional weddings. At a typical barn wedding, formal china and glassware are out. In are carefully mismatched plates and mason jars for sipping cocktails. Guests nibble casual fare like grilled corn on the cob and barbecued pork. If the weather cooperates, the evening often ends with people gathering around a bonfire and toasting s'mores under the stars. Had this existed when I got married, I would have coerced my wife into doing this. I love the idea. Resources helping engaged couples dream up decorating ideas have proliferated in recent years. Pinterest boards and rusticweddingschic.com suggest adding touches like sofas made of hay bales and wine bottles repurposed as candle holders. My wife never would have gone for that. And then they tell the story of the disputes, and they do get to the one in Glenmore. Some neighbors insist that their concerns are for the safety of the guests. All these people want to have this rustic outdoor wedding in the country so they can get closer to nature, but that barn was built for storing hay, said Jeff Hetman, whose next-door neighbor operates a wedding barn in Glenmore outside Green Bay. It's not designed to have 200 people jumping up and down and dancing in it. However, in a Green Bay Press Gazette story, Hetman made it clear as he didn't like the noise. I was denied my rights by having to listen to music and the pounding bass until 11 o'clock at night. I think this is a great entrepreneurial idea. The problem is townships apparently are reluctant to change the zoning. So what happened is this, what I think is a great entrepreneurial idea, got ahead, outran its own skis, where they popped up, and at first, townships, and this is always a danger, townships didn't do anything until neighbors started bleeping and moaning. By the way, this is just the latest example of urban living creeping into the countryside. It's happened in more in-your-face ways. When subdivisions popped up near barns or near farms, farms didn't like the subdivisions. People in the subdivision didn't like the smell of our derriere, if you know what I mean. So this has been city creeping into country has been going on for years, but usually it's a direct border war. This is people starting up a business in the middle of the country. Here's my position on this. All right, these, I understand, they've made a tremendous investment. I get that. And I'm not usually a NIMBY kind of person, where I support the not-in-my-backyard mentality. I'm not a supporter of that. And I understand, and I am also sympathetic to the couples who have booked weddings. Here's my position on this. Too bad. Why should they let them get away with violating zoning? Now, I might disagree with the decision not to change the zoning to allow for this. However, you could be opening a door there as well. You spent a lot of money refurbishing an old barn to turn it into a business. One of the things you have to do when you do that is check, is what I'm doing legal? It's not. And now the guy in Glenmore, and by the way, they have stories from all over the upper Midwest where this apparently is a hot trend. You got to get it zoned right first. Now, I'll never get my hands on the property again that my parents own, but I've thought about things I would do with it if I did. I hadn't thought of this one, Jason. I like this one. But I'd have to go to the town of Pound if I ever got my hands on it, which I won't. But if I did, I'd have to go to the town of Pound and get the zoning changed. I understand the plight of people who came up with what I think is a great entrepreneurial idea, invested money in it, and couples who booked weddings. But I don't think you can just continue to flaunt zoning ordinances because then they don't mean anything. So I think the zoning ordinance should be enforced, and you should be fined. You can't, because what other businesses are going to start popping? You just can't do that. If anyone has any thoughts on this, 406-1360, 888-455-1360. It's 920.
Jerry Bader Facebook fan page. Go to jerrybadershow.com.